Coast Radio News for Thursday, November 19th, 2020. I'm George Henry. The latest casualty of the coronavirus pandemic is the Empty Bowls fundraiser for the Florence Food Share. Each December, the Florence Food Share and area artisans work together to raise funds to fight area hunger. The sale of at least 1,000 handcrafted ceramic bowls raised money to fill the food's pantry shelves during some of the most difficult months of the year. The recent executive order from Oregon's governor that began on Wednesday has forced the Florence Food Share to postpone their 25th annual Empty Bowls fundraiser, according to event co-coordinator Vicki Sieber-Benson.
Well, we decided in the interest of the community that we needed to postpone it, even though our existing dates fall right after the end of this two-week pause. We feel that it's better for everyone involved if we put it out a couple of months.
Instead of early in December, the 25th annual Empty Bowls fundraiser will be moved into the new year.
We currently have February 18, 19, and 20 of 2021 reserved at the Florence Event Center so that we'll plan on holding the event then.
Even though the Empty Bowls fundraiser has been moved to February, plans for the 20th annual pounding will go on this Saturday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. in the parking lot of Grocery Outlet. Last year, the pounding for the Florence Food Share raised over 32,000 pounds of food and more than $32,000. Just in time for the holidays, the Florence Police Department has issued a warning about telephone and email scams that have been circulating. The latest scam tells individuals that they have been defrauded and need to pay restitution. The individual is then encouraged to purchase prepaid credit cards or gift cards. The scam is not a new one. There were similar scams last holiday season. Florence police say that calls asking for payment through untraceable methods are likely scams. According to police, there have also been two other scams circulating, one where the suspect offers to fix an issue with your computer if you give them access to it, and the other is a call from either the Social Security Administration or the IRS saying there has been fraud involving your account. If you receive any of these types of calls, you can call the Florence Police Department at 541-997-3515. Businesses that have been adversely affected by the coronavirus pandemic will now have access to an additional $20 million through Business Oregon's Emergency Business Assistance Grant Fund. Beginning today, businesses that have been prohibited from operating under the governor's Executive Order 2012 or have had a 25% reduction in sales over a 30-day period compared to last year's figures can be eligible for up to $200,000. Applications are available at Oregon, the number 4, biz.com. Coronavirus infections for Lane County have grown to over 375. That's a one-day jump of 71. There were also 116 new cases reported. In addition, a 76-year-old man from the Eugene Springfield area has died from complications associated with COVID-19. There were no new cases for the Florence area. Statewide, the Oregon Health Authority is reporting 1,099 new cases and 10 new deaths, raising the death toll to 788. Total cases to date statewide is 59,669. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, November 19th, 2020.